In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are continuing Luisa, Reentering the Womb of the Celestial Father, Part 3. We are on the bottom of page 11. It is volume 35, 130, 1938. My poor mind swims in the ocean, the sea of the divine volition. And again, this is where God wants us. He says, would you be willing to swim in this ocean and never leave it, with the ocean of divine love? Are you willing to do this? And our response should be immediately, yes, I want to swim in this infinite ocean. Never to leave your divine love. Never to be separated from you. Its murmuring is continuous, but what is its murmuring? Love, souls, and light that wants to invest each one of its children and reign within each one of its children. Again, this is what God wants. He wants us to enter into His love. He wants us never to be separated from His love. God is love. And it's an infinite ocean that is so immense that he's asking us, are you willing to dive into this ocean? How many strategies of love the divine will uses to make them enter again into the womb of its light from which they were delivered. And in pain it says, my children, let me reign, and I shall give you so much grace that you shall recognize that you are children of your celestial Father. Never to be separated from God. This is the beauty of this gift. The saints, you know, did the will of God and were children of God. But by doing the will of God, not living in the will of God. Living in the will of God is the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. That's what Jesus wants for us. How many unheard of prodigies shall we not deliver from our divine womb? For those who shall let our divine will reign in them. Our divine work shall sing triumphs and victories and full hands full. I mean, God is just generous. We shall abound in giving gifts and the goods of their Creator that they possess. All shall be happy, those who give and those who receive. Therefore, be attentive. That's for us is read, study, put this into practice. Be attentive and do not care about anything other than living in my most holy divine will, because I, God, have much to give you, and you have much to receive. See, our God is so generous. He wants us to recognize this. He wants us to be aware of this. He says in volume 35, 3, 6, 1938, my daughter, when the creature abandoned herself in our most holy divine will, our satisfaction is so great that she pours into us and we pour into her, giving the soul our new divine life, new divine love, new divine sanctity, new divine knowledge of our supreme being. When the creature abandons herself in our most holy divine will, we, triune God, can make the greatest prodigy and the most surprising graces in the soul, since in our most holy divine will shall receive and deposit what we, triune God, want to give to the soul. By abandoning herself in our most holy divine will, she storms heaven, and her empire is such that she imposes herself over our divine being and encloses it within her littleness, while she, triumphant, encloses herself within our divine womb. God encloses himself in us, and we enclose ourselves in God. The heavens are amazed. The angels and saints remain ecstatic. All feel a new divine life flowing within themselves by virtue of the act of the abandonment of the soul while still a pilgrim. And finding her abandoned in our most holy divine will, our fiat, we find that we can do whatever we, triune God, want. And she lends herself completely to our divine power. So we begin the work and form in the soul so many little fountains of love, of goodness, of sanctity, of mercy, and so on. And in this way, when our love wants to love, we set those little fountains of love in motion with our omnipotent breath, and the soul loves us, letting so much love overflow from the font as to flood the entire celestial court. See, this is from a human. You see, when God created Adam, the perfect human, and he fell, the next perfect human was the Blessed Mother, and no one can compare to her. And since then, there's been saints, and now Louisa. Louisa, who lives in the divine will, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, and God wants to give that to us. We want to use goodness, mercy, and grace. We want to set these fonts in motion. And the earth remains floated by our divine goodness, divine mercy, and some are converted, some receive graces. It's an explosion of love. That's what God wants. And he wants us to participate in that. Volume 35, 316, 1938, my good daughter of my volition, the waiting is one of our greatest pains. God is waiting for us to say fiat. It's our greatest pain. The creature keeps us as sentries. We even count the breaths, the heartbeats, the minutes. And when we don't feel her with us, in order to place our love in her love and to love each other with one single love, we feel as if harmonized with the creature, and we bring the soul as our victory back into our divine womb, and therefore minutes without her seems like centuries. That's what God is saying about us. And we long for her return. And so as she enters our volition, asking us for our divine will to come to reign upon earth, we, Triune God, make a feast, because what she wants, what we want, because she wants what we want. The greatest and most beautiful of all things is for the creature to want what her creator wants. This forms our rest. This forms our love, and our love smiles and finds peace. Now, as she asks us for our divine will to come and to reign, she knocks on all created things, on the sun, on the wind, on the heavens, on the stars, on everything, as I, God, who dominate, dwelling within each of these, I hear the knocking, and I open all the doors, and I put myself on the path to come to reign and reign. But the creature doesn't stop there. The soul, Louisa, goes higher and knocks at our divinity and at all the angels and the saints, making all ask me for my fiat to come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. How sweet! Louisa's penetrating knocking with such authority that all open and become all attentive. Louisa gives everyone something to do, and all ask Louisa what she wants. So living under divine will moves heavens, moves the earth, and puts all of our works in action for a cause that is so holy. And this is what God is waiting for. The fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God's waiting for. Volume 35, 4, 4, 1938. The love of our divine will is such that every word or knowledge that the divine will manifests about our will is a divine life. And not only that, but a new divine life. Each one different from the other. New in divine sanctity, new in divine beauty, new in divine love. Therefore, we, Triune God, delight very much and celebrate making known what our holy divine will is. What the holy divine will can do, and what a noble, sublime, and high point within our divine womb that the divine will wants to place the soul. In fact, by making the divine will known, we, Triune God, do nothing other than pour out new divine lives, and these divine lives are possessed by the creature. We, Triune God, receive from Louisa our new divine love, new divine beauty, new divine goodness, and so on, by means of our own lives. And oh, how glorified and loved we, Triune God, feel by Louisa, the one whom we received, who revealed ourselves. See, it's God breathed all this into Louisa. Louisa put this all on paper for us. She's revealing to us God in a way that God has never been seen before. Our divine love finds Louisa, the one to whom it can pour itself out to give whatever we, Triune God, want. After all, why would we have made Louisa if we didn't want to make ourselves known? It is the knowledge that makes us to descend into Louisa and gives Louisa the wings to ascend back to us. So when we, Triune God, see you, Louisa, yearning to know more about our divine will, we immediately prepare you for the most beautiful surprises of our omnipotent fiat, not just to let you know, but to give you the good we reveal to you. 9:36, 4:15, 1938. Submitted yourself for so long to these pains of death, repaid my divine will for the so many deaths given to it, and call it to kiss again the human will, to make peace with the human will. Heaven and earth kiss. It's thanks to this that I could speak so much about my divine will. But you must know that anything the creature does in my divine will runs to give and to form its life within it. Otherwise, not receiving it, my life dies for her. See what? He doesn't want death anymore. He says very clearly, do you think it is nothing for me, God, this great pain of seeing so many of my divine lives dead for the creatures? Therefore, it was necessary to find you, Louisa, the one in some way would reignite my yearnings to form my divine life in my children. My divine will is in the same condition as a poor mother who is ready to deliver but prevented from giving birth, and this life suffocates her own womb. In her own womb, poor mother, she feels her baby dying in her womb, and she dies of pain with him. Such is my holy divine will. It feels in itself the birth of many divine lives already to mature that want to give, that the divine will wants to give to the souls. But as it is about to deliver them, it feels them suffocated in its womb. The new life dies, and my divine will with it, since there cannot be a true life of sanctity, love, or anything belonging to our divine life without my most holy divine will. Therefore, my daughter, calm down and don't think about it anymore. If we did this, we did it with the highest wisdom, with a love that we could not contain. For the sake of the order that we keep in our works, it is necessary to bend and adore what we dispose for the love of creatures. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a divine decree. And Jesus is saying to us, I'm giving this to you. How much do you want it? 30, 60, or 100 fold? How much do you want it? Jesus says. We should say, I want everything. I want to know everything you taught Louisa. I want to put into practice everything that you gave to Louisa. I don't want to lose one thing that you gave to Louisa. My divine, with volume 36, 5, 2, 1938. My divine will gathers all that the creatures living in the divine will does. So God, nothing goes to waste. Nothing done by my divine fiat can leave, but it remains in our fields of light. And my divine will delights in picking up motion, breathing, steps, works, and thoughts, words and thoughts. All that the soul has done in our divine will to incorporate the divine will in our own life. So here Jesus is saying that nothing goes to waste. He's counting every thought, every word, every breath, every step that you do. If I didn't do so, our life would miss that breath, that motion, everything that the creature did in our divine will. They are really parts of our life. So we try and God feel the need for them to continue their breathing, moving, and walking inside of ours. Therefore, we try and God call the creature to live in our divine will, to breathe, heartbeat, motion, and love. We are neither able nor do we want to detach ourselves from even a breath of the one Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa who lives in our divine will. It would be as if our life were torn. As she moves and breathes and so forth, my divine will puts on a festive air, he says, and keeping, gathering all that the creature does, loving her as it would contribute to form breath and motion in the creature. And at the same time, as if the creature would give breath and motion to God. God breathes in, we breathe out. I mean, it's to be one with God, fused with God. These are the excesses and inventions of our divine love that is only happy when the divine will can say, What I do, she does. As we move, as we sigh, as we love together. So, it's the same thing. God is asking us to be focused on Jesus. Jesus, like when you want something to eat, what do we want to eat today, Lord? What would you like? Well, you know, if you're traveling, where would you like to go, Lord? I mean, if you go on vacation, where do you want us to go for a vacation? Where do you want us to go? I mean, to always be in communication, contact with God. These are the excesses. These are the invitations of our love that is only happy when we say, what I do, she does. As we move, she and sigh together, we love together. When we feel the happiness, the glory, the appreciation for our creative work, which returns all love back into our divine womb as it came out, in a fire of divine love from our paternal bosom. Vine 36, 5, 17, 19, 38. Just one of our truths can make a sea of prodigies divine creations in the soul who has the goodness to listen to it. One truth can turn a perverted world into a good and holy one. See, it's going to change. Everything's going to change. Because it is one of our lives, exposed for the good of everyone, past, present, and future. It is a new sun that we raise in the created intelligence. A sun that shall let itself be known through its light, heat, and turning into light and heat, whomever wants to listen, whomever wants to read. Therefore, hiding a truth that we give from our paternal womb with so much love is the greatest crime. What is hiding? Not reading. Having the book on your counter, and that's hiding it. It's the greatest crime, Jesus says. Hiding a truth from you that Jesus wants to teach you today is the greatest crime. It deprives the human generations of the greatest goods. Further, the one who lives in our divine will, by marrying us, see, it's all marriage. God came to earth to find a bride. And that's why we wear the ring. We make that mystical marriage, because Louisa had it. And what Louisa has, we can have. And what happens at that point? We look at that ring and we know, I have said yes to God. I belong to God. And then for all eternity, Jesus says, he calls heaven the wedding feast. It's to be one with God, married to God. By marrying us, triune God, making a feast for all the saints, all of them participate in this divine wedding. And because of it, they have their own party in heaven and another one on earth. Each act the creature does in our divine will is a feast, a table sumptuously decked for the heavenly regions. In return, the saints give new gifts. They beseech the Lord to manifest more truths to the soul, to broaden more and more the boundaries of the dowry that God gave to her, that God gave to us. It's the wedding feast. You have to remember this. We're not to be separate from God. When you lose your spouse, you know, a lot of people say, I'm so lonely, I'm so lonely. Well, no. God takes your spouse because he wants to be married to you. He wants to be one with you. And again, that's so amazing. God wants to be our spouse? Yes. And he says, I want to make you happy forever. And this is what's so beautiful about this great gift. Vine 36, 6, 5, 19, 38. My little daughter of my volition, my divine will invests and envelops, involves everything and everyone. It possesses all in its womb of light, and nothing can escape it. All live in the divine will, although they do not recognize it, as source of life, motion, step, warmth, and even breath. We can say that every creature lives in our divine will as though in our house. We give her what she needs. We feed her with paternal goodness, but she doesn't recognize us. Many times she attributes to herself what we are actually doing. She even reaches the point of offending the one who is giving her life and preserving her. Vine 36, 6, 12, 19, 38. We long for our children who shall live in our divine will to make ourselves known on earth. Since it shall be their teacher, this is the divine will, this is the book of heaven, of the new sciences of their Creator, and shall make them beautiful, wise, holy, noble, according to the knowledge acquired. So the more that you read, the more that you're going to enter into this beautiful, wise, holy, and noble knowledge of God. God's teaching us. He's doing it. It's not a saint that's showing us this. Jesus is showing us this. We await them in our celestial court to inundate them with our new divine joys, new divine beauties, new divine happinesses that we haven't been able to give until now. Now is the time. And since in heaven all the blessed are bound together as a family, loving each other in a perfect way, they, this is us, shall all participate in the glory and the joy of these children not as direct glory and joy, but an indirect way, thanks to the bond of love among themselves. We enter into the family of God, the children of God. So we want our divine will to be known on earth. So read the book of heaven in order to show from the depth of our divine womb new infinite joys, new infinite happinesses to those who live in it. Volume 36, 620, 1938. Every word can be called a portent of love, one greater than the other. Therefore, trying to touch these writings is wanting to touch myself, God. The center of my love is in these writings, the loving keenness with which I love souls. I, God, shall know how to defend myself and confound anyone who would slightly disapprove of even one word of what is written on my divine will. Therefore, continue to listen to me. Continue to read. Let Jesus touch you and you as you read. My daughter, don't obstruct my love. Don't tie my arms by rejecting back into my womb what you, Louisa, keep writing, what we keep reading. These writings cost me too much. They cost me as much as myself. Therefore, I, God, shall take so much care of these writings that I shall not allow even one word to be lost. That's how powerful these are. Volume 36, 626, 1938. I am always, Louisa says, in the arms of my divine will, and its light puts to flight the night of the human will. So the misery of the human will disappears when you read. Its beauty enraptures me. Its love chains me so much that I can't find the way to get out of the womb of light. I don't know why, but I was scared and afraid of my human will. And my dear Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, my blessed daughter, the human will together with my holy divine will can do prodigies too. However, without my divine will, it is a poor cripple, completely unable to help herself. That's the human will. Without my divine will, it remains like a pupil without a master. Poor him, without his master, he shall always remain ignorant, with neither science nor art, incapable of earning even a piece of bread for a living. It's death. The human will, you die of starvation. You look at everybody. I mean, who was it in Rochester? He was Eastman Kodak, multimillionaire. Blew his brains out. It's money doesn't mean anything. Power doesn't mean anything. What matters is God. God. And this is what's so important for us. As you enter into this gift, as you give up your human, Jesus says, will you embrace the divine? And when we say, yes, I don't know how you're going to do this, but yes, God says, good, let me do it. I'll take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. This is what Jesus says. Volume 36, 736, 1938. You must know, a command from Jesus, that my love reaches the point of excess as the creature does her own acts in my most holy divine will. I, God, call each act all of our acts, all possible imaginable acts that we, triune God, have done, and the very generation of the Word done by the Holy Spirit, the whole creation in my incarnation and time. We are doing and redoing everything, one with Jesus. Everything in that act encloses everything. To be able to say, it is our act, a complete act, nothing can miss. And the creature must be able to say, in your holy divine will, everything is mine. And I can give you everything. I can even give you your very self. It's to give back to God what is God's. Therefore, our glory and our love echoes in all of our works, gathering everything, and it pours even into our divine womb. Oh, how sweet it is to hear everything resound with glory and love into our divine womb. Oh, how sweet it is. Oh, here it is. To hear everything resound with glory and love into our creator, back to our creator. But who gives us the opportunity to receive so much glory? The one who lives in our most holy divine will. That's Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. You see what God is doing? This is astonishing. The creature that lives in our divine will are our celestial residents. And with their love, they delight in forming the new waves of our ocean to amuse us and make us, triune God, happy. On the other hand, those who live in the immensity of our love but do not know us, don't feel anything of this new and abundant life. They don't feel our paternal attention that press them to our womb. They live inside of our ocean, this sea, as if they did not live at all. They're so unhappy. This is the misery of the human will, as if they were not our children. If you are really children of God, there's no unhappiness. It's constant happiness, constant peace. They are like strangers, and since we, triune God, are not known, we, triune God, are forced by their ingratitude not to tell them even a word, and to keep repressed inside our womb all the goods that we, triune God, had to give to them. And seeing our poor children dissimilar from us, not only because they don't know us, in suffering for us, and even if we gave to them, it would have happened as the gospel says, don't give pearls to the pigs, because they don't know what they are, and they would cover them with mud and trample on them. Therefore, it is knowledge that allows the souls to understand where we, triune God, are, and with whom they are, what they can receive, and what they have to do. So everything, it's a teaching. Jesus is teaching us as we read. So to those who do not know are the true blind, because they can't see anything. No matter how many goods are placed around them, they are vagabonds in creation. Volume 36, 7-11, 1938. Then after we promised each other to live of one will, my beloved Jesus added with more tenderness, my good daughter, you must know, again, a command from Jesus, that the power of each act done in my most holy divine will is such that it opens a way to heaven for oneself and others who follow. So we are the ones that are following. It's an opening for us to heaven. Each word that Jesus speaks. Therefore, every act is a way that leads to heaven. All these ways coming down from heaven braid the earth, and they spread everywhere, become safe paths, safe guides for anyone who wants to enter. Guiding her up to the womb of her Creator, see then what an act of my divine will can do. It is one more way that opens between heaven and earth. How beautiful it is living in my most holy divine will. The act is not only a way, but as the soul is about to do it, the divine breath descends into it, and blowing fills all creation with its omnipotent breath. God is doing this. Everybody feels the refreshment. Everybody feels the love. Everybody feels the power of this creative breath that has the power to enclose everyone and everything, embalming with its divine and celestial air my operating divine will within ourselves as much as in the soul. It's filling God and man. It makes wonders to the extent that it can say, I am a divine act. I can do anything. Think about that. Every heartbeat, every breath. See, God wants us to participate in Him. God wants us to participate in Him. I am a divine act. I can do anything. It's not your God, but God is allowing you to participate in Him. Volume 36, 8-6, 1938. Seeing and giving her human will is my greatest triumph, and taken by love, I, God, sing my victory. Victory that cost me my life, and I wait, and a wait of around 6,000 years, during which with so many anxious, bitter, and ardent sighs, I yearned for the return of the human will back into my most holy divine will. Having obtained it, I, God, feel the need to rest, to sing my victory. Therefore, there is no more beautiful joy that the soul can give me than living in my most holy divine will. And there is no greater pain the soul can give me than subtracting herself from the divine will. I, God, feel this offense coming in the sun, the wind, the heavens, and even my womb, to see the great gift of the human will that I gave to the creature, and that was to serve for the exchange of love and life between me and her, being converted into a deadly weapon to wound me. What pain! Now, the soul who comes to live in my divine will makes such harsh pain disappear. How then could I not give all of myself in her power and give her what she wants? Think about praying to Louisa. What does Jesus say there? how could I not give all of myself in Luisa's power and give Luisa what she wants? When you pray to Luisa, I'm telling you, you're going to see things that you've never seen before. Why? A new era has begun. A new era. The saints, you know, you pray to the saints, and again, that's good and holy and saintly, but it's not Luisa who lived in the divine will, who lives in the divine will. It's a saint, a good and holy and saintly person. 536, 815, 1938. Mary, the Virgin Queen, is a continuous prodigy. We honor Mary. She is Theotokos, Mother of God. Crown her if you have her, a statue of her. Make sure she's crowned. Make sure if you have her outside, a light is on her. Make sure that you let everyone know she is your mother. She is your queen. What Our Lady did on earth, she continues in heaven, because when the divine will operates both in the creature and in ourselves, that her act never ends. While remaining in it, they can be given to everyone, past, present, and future. Does the sun perhaps cease to give light to the human generations because it has given too much of it? Not at all. Even if it has given much, it is always rich in its light, and it does not lose a single drop of it. Therefore, the glory of Mary, this queen, is insuperable, because Our Lady possesses our operating divine will that has the virtue of forming in the creature eternal and an infinite acts. That's Mary. Mary loves us, Triune God, always and unceasingly with our lives that she possesses. She loves us with our love. She loves us everywhere. Her love fills heaven and earth and runs and pours itself inside our divine womb. And we, Triune God, love Our Lady so much that we cannot live without loving the Blessed Mother. We can't live without loving the Blessed Mother. Listen to what Jesus is saying. While in loving us, she loves everyone, making everyone love us. How could we resist not giving her anything she wants? It is our own divine will that asks for what she wants, tying us with its eternal bonds so that we can refuse Mary nothing. This is why the Feast of the Assumption is the most beautiful one. It is the feast, listen to this, of my most holy divine will operating in the Blessed Mother, this great lady, making Our Lady so rich and beautiful that the heavens cannot contain Mary. Even the angels remain speechless and do not know how to describe what my divine will does in her. Volume 36, 10:10, 1938. My little daughter of my divine will, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that our first field of action was the creation. This was a labor that we, Triune God, kept in our divine womb since eternity. We love man and every created thing that we were to deliver to the daylight. It was only for Adam, because we loved Adam so much, that we had decreed to create many things to form for Adam the light of the day, the blue vault that was never to fade away, the flowing earth as pavement, as then the greatest thing, the concentration of our love in each created thing that had to serve Adam as on our lap, to carry him in our arms, to delight him and give him continuous life. The Lord is so much in love with mankind. Everything that He's created is created for us. He says this very, very clearly. Volume 36, 11:20, 1938. You must know that the more acts the creature does in our most holy divine will, the more she enters into God. The more we extend that little field within our divine womb, the more beautiful the works we can do, and the more we can give of ourselves. Therefore, nobody can reach the one, Luisa, who lives in our divine will. The love that Luisa has for us, no matter how many great works they might do, they shall always be like little drops of water before an enormous ocean. The little light in front of the sun in heavens. One single I love you of Luisa, living in my divine will, is enough to leave behind all the love of all the souls put together. Every saint that ever said I love you can't compare to our Luisa's I love you. Why? It's one with God. This is why when you pray to Louisa, you're going to see great miracles happen. Unbelievable miracles. This, I love you, although small, runs, embraces, rises over everyone and everything. It comes into our arms and hugs us. It gives us, Triune God, 1,000 caresses, telling us, Triune God, many beautiful things about our divine love. It takes refuge in our womb, and we, Triune God, hear it always repeating, I love you, I love you, I love you. Life of my life, you generated me, and I shall love you forever. That's something that you can pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament over and over and over. In anything these creatures should want to do, and we're one with Louisa, they do nothing less than form divine life. If they perform good and holy acts, by possessing the life of our divine will, they generate the life of our beauty and the life of our sanctity. Coming into our arms, they tell us the story of our beauty and our sanctity and how many beautiful things they tell us, with how much grace they narrate the extension of our goodness and the height and the greatness of our sanctity. They never stop repeating how good and holy we, Triune God, are. And throwing themselves into our divine womb, they penetrate into our most intimate hiding places to get to know even more how good and holy we, Triune God, are. So they keep singing to us again and again how good and holy we, Triune God, are. Oh, how beautiful it is to hear the narration of our divine history from a human will, united with our own most holy divine will, whispering to her who her creator is. See, you're getting into a life that the saints only dreamed of. The saints didn't have Louisa. They did not know this. We are learning something that the saints could only dream of. That's why St. Teresa wanted to live in these final days. That's why St. John Paul II says, get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Get ready to live on a new divine way of holiness. This is for us if we choose, if we say yes to it. God has to hear from us what we want. It's not, well, you know, God, whatever you want. No, that doesn't work like that. You say, yes, I want this, or no, I don't want this. God has to hear from you. He has to. Volume 36, 12:5, 1938. You must know, again, a command from Jesus, that it has been established from eternity that we shall form in ourselves a life for each created thing and for each act that the soul shall do in our most holy divine will. Since our being is superior to all, it is right that it surpasses in its lives the number of all created things and all the acts of the human family. But if the creature does not live in our most holy divine will, we, Triune God, cannot do this if we're not living there. The divine material would be missing in order to form our life in that soul's acts. The place in which to put it would be missing. Forming our lives without someone to receive them, what for? See then how this is really the most beautiful, the most powerful, the wisest act. It is about exposing the lives that we, Triune God, have already generated in our womb, but we can't deliver them because our holy divine will does not reign. Do you think it's trivial that something is still missing in the work of creation? It is the most interesting act and culminating point in which creation and all the acts shall be wrapped with a beauty so rare, with a blooming so great, that the beauty that creatures have been known of us, the glory that they gave us in the past, all remains like little drops. My daughter, how much we long for it. How much we are, how much our delirious love is yearning and sighing for us, the creatures, to live in our most holy divine will. And since we know that we shall be lacking many things for us in order to use her acts to form our life, we are available to work continuously to compensate for anything. See, God's waiting for us to say yes. He's waiting for us to say fiat. Each act of her acts We shall give her our love, sanctity, goodness, and beauty, so that nothing can miss of what is needing to form our life. We shall generate and reproduce ourselves. And oh, how much love, sanctity, and goodness we shall receive in return. How could we not sigh for the creatures to live in our most holy divine will? Not only would we have the creatures, but also our very life generated in their acts. While enjoying one life, another one shall be coming, and another according to all the acts they shall do. Listen, God's got this planned. As soon as we see that the creature is about to do one act in the divine will, we shall position ourselves becoming the actors and the spectators of our very self, our very life. What joy, what happiness. My daughter, to be able to form ourselves, to have someone who knows us and loves us, to possess our royal palace within the soul. So what we'll do here is we will do the prayer of consecration. We'll kneel down and do the prayer of consecration. We're an hour early. And this was 18 pages. This is hilarious. All right. Okay, here we go. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light. I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever, will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive and listening to it. You will lay your blue mantle over me. To entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will, heart of my highest good Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me, to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. My guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial Court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what we'll do is we'll do the blessing of that over here, and then we'll do healing with the oil of Louisa. And don't forget, you know, they gave us this place, and they're just looking for a donation. Okay.